After World War II, a group of young women who had served in the U.S. Navy vowed to keep in touch, even after they were discharged. They were called, in the acronym of their times, WAVES, or Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Services. Almost 60 years later, seven of the original group still keep in touch with a round-robin letter. Ruth Price is one of those letter writers, and she joins us by phone from her home in Miami, Oklahoma. Ms. Price, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here and do this.
What did you do during the war, Grandma? As they say. Why did you join the Navy all those years ago?
Why did I join the Navy?
Yeah.
When I joined the Navy, I was just graduating from University of Missouri. And the campus was so empty because all the men were gone. Mm-hmm. And I felt that if I were a man, I would be in the Army or Navy or some sort of the armed services. And I felt that being a woman, I didn't have the right not to go. So I went because I felt a patriotic duty to go. It may sound corny to you now, but...
No, not at all.
I went.
Tell me something about the other women that you served with.
Well, they're from all different walks of life, people that didn't have very much in common except that we all joined the Navy.
And you all became friends, I guess.
We all became friends there.
How did this round robin start?
We wanted to keep in contact with each other, and so to keep in contact, we decided that we would start these letters, and we just write about what's happening to us.
So people wrote about getting married, having families.
Since we started, four have died. There are just now seven. There used to be 11 in our group, and then there's just now seven.
I was trying to figure out the way to ask you if you were all.
No, there's. Four have died.
As I remember, round robin works. You get a stack of letters and add one and send it to the next person or something?
They have a route that they follow.
Mm-hmm.
And these seven letters come, and when they come, you take out your old letter and put in a new one. The rule is you're not supposed to keep it more than a week. So I have to work real hard sometimes to stay in that. And then you send it on to the next person.
You know, I wonder, having maintained a few friendships for a much shorter piece of history, one thing that I've noticed is even as I've become over the years a husband and a father, when I get together with friends I knew as a kid, there is a part of me that becomes a kid all over again with them. We fall back into our old relationships.
That's very true, and that has been true with this. And when we get together, as we have, I think we've had four reunions, I'm not sure, but I believe it's four, it's just as if we've never been apart.
Ms. Price, let me ask you, how do you feel about the service you and the other women who were and are your friends gave to this country?
Well, I feel very proud. If I have an opportunity, I'm always glad to stand up when they ask for the veterans to stand up.
Well, I guess it must be said, well, there are certainly a great number of women in the armed forces today. I guess it still surprises people to see a woman who served in World War II.
Yeah. It was unusual, and when I would go someplace wearing my uniform, you know, of course in San Francisco, nobody paid any attention to what goes on in San Francisco. You could never be an oddity there. But coming home, when I'd come home on leave, people were surprised but respectful for the most part. The ones who made the biggest remark were other sailors.
Oh.
Well, they didn't think we needed to be there. I don't know what they thought. I never could understand sailors. But anyway.
What do you tell yourself, Ms. Price, what your service did for your country?
Well, we felt like that we were relieving a man to go do something that they wouldn't allow us to do at that time. I don't now.
Yeah.
But I felt like we played an important part.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel that way. I still feel very proud to have been a part of the Navy.
Well, Ms. Price, on this Memorial Day weekend, we want to say thank you to you.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm really proud for anything that I have done that may have helped.
Ruth Price of Miami, Oklahoma. She served in the U.S. Navy during World War II and is part of a group of women who were WAVES who've been keeping up a round-robin letter going for more than 55 years.